Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 20th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each day, each weekday, to prepare and share these messages through various means over the internet, including this podcast. We work from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, and it's a real joy that through the means of technology we can reach out from all over the world. Today's message is titled My Friendship Collection, and the scripture text is from Acts 28 verse 15.
At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged.
I collect eagles, not real ones, but figurines. I have eagles made of wood, crystal, glass, ceramic, metal and composite materials, as well as pictures of eagles and eagle calendars. Apart from being one of my favorite creatures, eagles remind me of a number of scriptures. I also collect friends. The most long-standing friend I have is Dave Simpson, whom I met in first grade. We will visit him and his wife Sandy in a couple of weeks out in Springfield, Missouri. I just received an encouraging note from Mike Matangelo, a friend for nearly 30 years, who now lives in North Carolina. I have friends I've collected from all over the world. In fact, there's quite a few on this mailing list, and interesting, some I have never met face-to-face, but I interface with regularly via the internet. Bill Hoke is a relatively new friend. I met him in 2001, shortly after moving to Pennsylvania from New England. But just the last couple of days, Bill's demonstrated two characteristics of what we all desire in friends. I had a tough day Wednesday. The sump pump malfunctioned and we had a minor flood in our basement. I scrambled to clean up the water and devised another way of getting the water out of our house to a drain field, which involved drilling holes through 11 inches of wall, including masonry. Galen, another friend, lent me a powerful drill and long masonry bits for the project. I missed an afternoon meeting, and I planned to attend, and that evening, Bill called to say he and some other friends had missed me at the meeting and just wanted to see if I was okay. Yesterday morning, I called Bill to ask him a question. The phone seemed to ring a long time, and I nearly hung up. Finally, he answered, and after my greeting, he excitedly told me that at the very moment I called, he had been having his quiet time and was praying for Brooksine and me, specifically for even more open doors in regard to our chaplain ministry. This was sure encouraging. Bill has himself hit some turbulence in life, and yet he remains interested in others and continues to be such an encourager.
Well, we're thankful for each of our friends, and we greatly value our friendship collection. In the classic movie, It's a Wonderful Life, it's a touching scene at the very end, and every time we watch it, we especially appreciate when George Bailey receives a note from Clarence that says, "Remember, no man is a failure who has friends." The daily verse, although rather obscure, has meant a great deal to us for many years. Although it's easy in reading the narrative to just kind of gloss over it, one day Stephen was reading it, and this phrase really jumped out at him. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. The long journey to Rome for Paul was wearying, and now as he finally approached the great city, some friends had made the effort to come out to greet him. Picture this scene with us. Doesn't that just put a smile on your face? And we've had similar experiences, greeting and even at departures. My sister left this morning from Texas after a two-day visit, and we walked to the road and greeting or seeing them off.
Well, the scripture, we'll break it down, says at the sight of these men. Well, I know people whose sight does that, even at a distance. Their very presence is a source of joy and encouragement. Well, today that presence may not only be their physical presence, but a phone call or an email message. Some people are energy givers. Others are energy drainers. Everyone brightens a room, I've heard, either when they enter or when they exit. Well, I sure want to be an energy giver, and I want to brighten up rooms by my presence. I know many people who are like that.
Paul thanked God and was encouraged. God received thanksgiving due to this friendship. Surely God was pleased. The Amplified Bible states, Paul thanked God and received new courage. I know people who do that for me. Ecclesiastes 4:10 states, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.
Today we ask you, how's your friendship collection? Who can you encourage today? Who can you greet or contact who needs a spiritual uplift? What friend needs a call? May the Lord give all of us a growing friendship collection.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the friends who've come alongside me in my walk of faith. They rejoice with me in times of celebration and accomplishment. They express deep concern during my times of loss and heartache. Their caring actions confirm their sincere interest as they seek to physically meet my needs. Help me to be the kind of friend to others that I seek for myself. Above all, I am grateful for the divine friendship I have with you and the fellowship that I enjoy day and night. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're confident that among our listeners today are some of our friendship collection, and we're just thankful for everybody that apparently would find benefit in our words of encouragement, and we bless you, and in many ways we consider every listener and every reader to our messages a friend. Well, have a blessed day today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And on the site today, I have a picture of me and Bill taken several months ago, actually, but the Bill I referred to that both called me and prayed for me. And I also have today several links to songs out that may bless you in the regard to friendship. And they are available as audio links that should merely play as you click on them. Well, have a blessed day today, and I pray that each one of you will have many friends and will be great friends to others.